Boswell Media Sports.
And a good evening, everyone, and we welcome you to the District 2 4A tournament at Winston Academy, where tonight's fifth ball game is about to get underway, and of course that will feature our Leak Academy Rebels taking on the homestanding Winston Patriots here in the gymnasium here this evening. Well, we've had three ball games thus far on the night, in the girls' bracket, it is set up for Thursday evening as Lamar defeated Heritage in the first ball game this afternoon. So Lamar moves on to a 6 p.m. Thursday meeting with 2-seed East Rankin. Starkville just beat Winston, and I was trying to get hookup and missed the final, but it was about somewhere around 5 or 6 points. Very close ball game. Starkville led it by 10 at the half, and then Winston came back in that third quarter with a good run and cut it to 1, and then it was a 4-5-4 ball game at the end of 3, and then it was very close down the stretch. So a good ball game there. And so Winston's season ends, and Starkville will play our Leak Academy Lady Rebels on Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. So it'll be the ball game there, 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And the good thing about playing at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon is you're playing the first ball game, and you know you'll start on time. Whereas when you play the fourth ball game like we're doing tonight, rarely is. So that's a situation that we have here. And, of course, they're doing a good job of trying to separate folks. And they're between the second and third ball game, they cleared the gymnasium and cleansed everything and sprayed all the seats and so forth, and had people come back in then for the final two ball games. So that's kind of where we are here, as we're about 4 minutes away from the introduction of our starting lineups. And, of course, we're glad to have you along. Of course, in this ball game, this is an elimination round. If you don't win tonight, your season for 2021 is over, and you can back it up tomorrow. So in both games, these two teams played in the regular season, Leak won both. So we're expecting and hoping for a good result here in this ball game tonight for Leak Academy Rebels. And we thank you for staying patient with us. And as you know, I kind of remind you of this the other night in our last broadcast at Joe Shepherd Gymnasium on last Friday, that remember when you're the fourth ball game, even though it's set for 7:30, doesn't mean it's going to happen. Actually, it's going to be we're going to be about 40 minutes behind, mainly because of the emptying of the stands and coming back, and then also because of that overtime ball game. And we'll tell you about that now. As Lamar defeated East Rankin, they were the 4 and 5 seeds coming into tonight's action, and Lamar won that one in overtime. 61-58 was the final there. So they'll play 1-seed Starkville on Thursday in the fourth game at 7:30. And the winner of this ball game will meet 2-seed Heritage at 4:30 Thursday. So if Leak wins, our ball games on Thursday will start at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and then after the girls will be the boys' contest then. So that's our kind of scheduling update, and of course that's always brought to you by Wendy's, and we certainly appreciate their upcoming schedule sponsors. Don't forget also our starting lineup when we get to it will be brought to you by Moore's Pharmacy, and we will have our in-sports player of the game after the nice ball game, and our post-game wrap-up brought to you by Central Electric Power Association. And, of course, at halftime, we'll have the Baptist Medical Center halftime show. Well, Coach Phil Shepard, longtime coach here at Leach Academy, will lead his charges in tonight. Even though Leach is the higher seed, they will wear the navy blue uniforms, the road uniforms, and be on the visitor side as Winston, of course, the host school, gets to be the home team on the scoreboard in this ball game. So we're going to take a 60-second break, 60 seconds, and we'll come back with tonight's starting lineup when we return right here on Academy Basketball and Boswell Media Sports.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area, and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Both the teams heading towards the beach area, awaiting the introduction of the starting lineups. When we get those here in just a moment, and of course, as I told you, the starting lineup for tonight's ball game brought to you by Moore's Pharmacy and all their various locations around the area. This is the fourth game, as I said, of tonight's first round, or today's first round, I should say, because we started at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Coach Phil Shepard will start this group tonight in their traveling Navy uniforms with white numerals. Of course, we had the national anthem earlier in the activities tonight, so not having that before this ball game. Starting for Leach Academy is senior number 10, Nick Sprayberry. Senior number 12, Hagan Davis. Sophomore number 15, Whit Welch. Number 23, senior Clay Kemp. And number 35, senior Garrett Dunn. So the starting lineup for Coach Phil Shepard includes Sprayberry, Davis, Welch, Kemp, Dunn. I will await the starting lineup for the Winston Patriots. They're in they're all white with red numerals and red and blue trim. They'll start number 3, Jack Wooten. Number 4, Trey Williamson. Number 10 is Brantley Wright. Number 15 is Will Kett. And the final starter is number 34, Tristan Halis. So that's the starting five for Winston's Patriots: Wooten, Williamson, Wright, Kett, Halis. Just about ready for the start of this ball game. The elimination round, the first round. Have to win this one to progress any further. If you win tonight, you're guaranteed to at least go to the north half over at Pillar next week. Thursday and Saturday will be for position. Ball tipped in the backcourt. Winston will control, and we're underway here at the district tournament. Handling the basketball, cut off over there is going to be Kat. Brings it back to the top now. The low post back outside for a three-point shot off the back of the iron. No good. Sprayberry controls the rebound, hands it off to Kemp. Here come the Rebels into their forecourt. That will be to our left. Gets it out to Davis. He didn't take the shot. Now cut off, hands it back to Kemp. Kemp moving in the direction, drives inside, and they're going to call a travel. Well, that official over there is in that girls game caught a lot of traveling. They don't let you he's very old school, I guess, about the traveling call, not like what you see most of the time. So Winston in the forecourt. No score in the ball game, just underway here. Drive down the lane. That was actually a travel under that same criteria, but didn't get it. But he missed the shot, and Lee comes up with a rebound. Gives it to Welch in the corner. Welch will dribble out of trouble, hand it back. Dunn drives through the lane, through traffic, lays it up off the glass. Lee ahead in the ball game. 2-0. Full court pressure applied by the Rebels. Winston will play. A 3-on-3 situation, and now everybody gets on the forecourt. Then corner now tripped as he started, and foul's going to go on Whit Welch. Not intentional, but he did get his foot there to trip him up. Not sure who has really caused that. Little bounce pass in, little floater is no good. Dunn with a rebound for L.A. Kemp down to Davis. He's alone. 3 points off down, no good. Winston will get the rebound. Jack Wooten with the rebound for Winston's Patriots. They'll quickly move it in. Bounce pass to the left, lays it up and in, and Winston ties the ball game as Brantley Wright scores the basket. 2-2. 6:05 to play. Kemp all the way down the left side of the lane. Lays it up with a left hand. Clay Kemp on the board. 4-2 Rebels. And now an interception is done. He'll stop and put it in and got a foul. And good job by Garrett Dunn. Dunn got his second basket. He anticipated that pass at half court. They were throwing it over the initial defenders, and Dunn just anticipated and climbed in full stride, went all the way down and drew the foul and made the basket. 6-2 and the and one coming here for Garrett Dunn. Rattles it home. Dunn off to a good start with 5 points in the ball game. 7-2 Rebels with a 5-point lead. Winston in the corner, nobody there. He'll shoot the three and nail it. Williamson with a three ball. Cuts the lead down 2 for the Rebels. Kemp behind the back dribble. Got to stop and shoot it. Flat trajectory, no good. Spraybeard can't get it to go underneath, and Winston comes away with a rebound. Long pass into forecourt. 1-on-3, Wooten goes all the way in and will score it. And we're tied at 7. 7-7. LA in forecourt with Kemp handling the basketball. Goes on the wing to Davis. 3-9. Kemp underneath. There have been some contact there. Couldn't get it. And now Whit Welch can't get it to go either. Rebound belongs to Winston Kemp. Bounce pass underneath, and we got a whistle. I think they're going to say it was a kick ball as they try to bounce pass underneath. Winston throws it in outside behind the arc. He'll fire. Too long, no good. Tapped around, and Kemp gets the ball off the floor. A long pass down to Davis. He'll stop from 7 and shoot it, and good. Hagan Davis with a 7-foot jumper. 9-7 LA. Rooting all the way to the hole. No good. Rebound is Winston, and it falls off the rim, but he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is going to go on Hagan Davis. First. So the line for Winston is Wright, Brantley Wright. Lifts it up. Misses everything. End of the ball game. Henry Dabbs going to check in for Welch. So Dabbs in for Welch. Second free throw, no good. Dabbs clears the board for L.A. So he missed both free throws. Kemp in the full court with a basketball. Hesitation dribble, blazes down the lane, the ball is blocked out of bounds. L.A. ball. Well, it looked like Clay was going to get all the way to the hole, and from behind they block it. Inbounds, Dabbs has it. Inside to Davis. He can't get the shot off. Outside to Dunn. Dunn. Ball fake comes inside, and he's going to be fouled on the arm. Looks like 34 should get the foul. That's Halas. That should be his first. Garrett Dunn will shoot a couple here. Off the front of the iron, no good. Missed them both. Dabs with a good, nice job on the board, gets the putback basket. Well, he kind of knocked it back off the glass and then got it back again and then drives in. And trying to go with a little pirouette type move down low with Wooten, and he's called for a travel. Trying to spin around and lay it up. Kemp picks up a Dunn screen, drives to the lane, gives it up at the last moment to Sprayberry on the opposite side, and he'll lay it up and in. L.A., good job that time. And L.A. has pulled out a 6-0 run here, leads it by 6, 13-7, 3:41 left in the first, back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back to play here as Winston inbounds the basketball, gets it into fourth court down the sideline. Now picks his dribble up. Goes across the court into the corner, now gives it up again. Handling the basketball is Cat, and Davis almost took it away, but Cat retains possession, and now that's a travel as number 10, Brantley Wright, kind of stumbled a little as he was trying to get down on the low block and commits to travel. L.A. with a 6-0 run. Kemp with the basketball. Backs out, gives it to Dunn. Dunn drives the lane, goes down to the right side, and lays it in. Nice job by Garrett Dunn, not to stop, and drove the ball really well. 15-7. We have a 7-7 ball game. L.A. has scored the last eight. Pass out to the half-court line. Just about a foot in and out. Ball is going to be taken away. Sprayberry gives it off to Davis. Into the corner for Dabs for three. No. But Dunn gets the rebound. Shows the ball. Now penetrates and can't get it to go. But coming away with the ball is Dunn. And there's a three by Hagan Davis. And that's a prince. And some three ball for Hagan Davis. The first three of the ball game. 18-7. Winston in the forecourt. Now stops and shoots it from three, and that's no good. Battle for the rebound. Dunn did a good job of controlling. Long pass down to Sprayberry, a little too tall. He can't handle it. Turnover with 2:02 remaining here in the first quarter of action here from the District 2 tournament. Inbounds against full court pressure. Rebels. Not a real strong press, but enough pressure to make it tough. And now three ball from the corner. And that's Wooten with the three for Winston. And that breaks that 8-0 run. Kemp can't get it to go, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Leak Academy basketball. Now they're going to overrule. So the outside official overruling the inside guy. Pressure again by L.A. in the full court. Gives it up. They'll set it up now. A three-point shot from the outside is just short. Done with a rebound for L.A. He'll hand it off to Clay Kemp with a minute and 20 seconds. Hesitation dribble. Gives it up outside to Dabbs. And that was a foul. No call call. And now Winston still couldn't get control, loses it over the end line. Well, that was definitely a foul from behind on Winston on that one. Did get the call on that one. Inbounds comes to Dabbs, now to Davis. Gives it to Kemp. Kemp drives to the top of the key. Sets it up. Maintains the dribble. Loses it momentarily. Got it back. Now he'll drive inside and travel. And after the travel, Davis hit another three, but of course it did not count. 18-10 score. We're under a minute to play here in the first quarter. And now Spravier steps in and steals the ball. Gives it to Kemp. Down to Dabbs with a little short 6-footer is good. Dabbs with his fourth one. And a 10-point Rebel lead. Ball knocked away by Davis from behind, and Dabbs gets control. They'll give it to Kemp. Back to Dabbs in the corner, right side. Down low to Dunn. Dunn waits for the defender to go by. Got his own rebound after the miss. Misses again. Sprayberry goes up with the rebound. Good board work by the Rebels. A foul is called. Number three, Wooten with the foul. That's his second. Sprayberry with the free throw rattles out. Parker Thomas is going to check in, the senior. He'll give Hagan Davis a rest. Sprayberry misses a boat. Winston with the rebound as Halas comes down with it. Parker Thomas cuts off the penetration. Now a three-point shot on the way. Won't go. Sprayberry clears the board, hands it off to Kemp. Kemp travels into full court and gives it to Dabbs. Dabbs cut off. Fall away jumper is short and no good. But Parker Thomas saves it in. Now they Dabbs from long range rattles off the iron. And that'll end the quarter. But Leak with a good quarter. 20-10 they lead. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Rebel Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes. Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes, it's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Welcome back. Second quarter here. Leak Academy will have basketball possession as we start this quarter. Dunn will trigger it in to Kemp. L.A. by 10, 20-10. Gives it outside to Davis. He tries to go inside. The ball is stripped away and stolen. Turnover by Lee. Winston into forecourt. Bluffs the three. Give it down on the low block. And that's a travel and no call. But Sprayberry gets the loose basketball. He took a big old step that time. And you wonder why some baby ones are calling them. Long three-point shot, no good. Dabbs rebound, lays it back up and in. Henry Dabbs was six. and it's a 22-10 ball game. Right gives it up. Now they'll drive inside end zone. Gain a little runner. Left is short. Well, he was all along. He just got wide open. He being Cat, but he could not convert. LA with a rebound. They'll come forward with Clay Kemp handling the basketball. Has to give it up inside to Davis for three off the iron. No good. And now Slavery got to carry him. And they're going to call a 3 seconds on LA. Number four checks back into the ball game. Williamson for Winston. 6:45 left in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, we got a late start tonight because this is the final ball game. We had an overtime ball game in game two, and then some time clearing the gymnasium between the first two games and the last two. Kemp with a hesitation, going to shoot the runner, can't get it to go, tapped out, and Dunn gets the ball. Well, Winston had a good chance at the ball, but tapped it outside right into Dunn's hand. Now Sprayberry gets the ball, in and out, no good. Tap in, Clay Kemp. Well, Sprayberry had hard luck on that one. That one went part way down and spun out, but Clay Kemp come in and tapped it off the glass for the putback. Down low. And laying it up and in, this time is going to be Wright. And there's a wide open shot by Henry Downs. Well, he caught the ball about 12 feet from the goal, and nobody reacted to it. He just went and laid it in. We'll be back after 60-second timeout on Boswell Media Sports.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Premier Medical Group and Trace Urgent Care remind you that if you have any COVID-19 symptoms, please call first. There are multiple options to see you. Flu shots are in. Make your appointment to get your flu shot today. And also talk to your health care provider about your wellness or health at you appointment. This appointment is covered by most insurances, and it will help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers. Premier Medical Group in Kosciuszko and Carthage, and Trace Urgent Care. Call for an appointment today.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, we got a quick start back on the after a shorter timeout. They didn't take the full timeout. We've had two baskets won by each team. Got it down low again, and this one is short, and Henry Downs with a rebound. Clay Kemp made the last one on another putback. And Davis drives down from the left side. He's going to be fouled, and that's on Wooten, who picks up his third foul. So that's three on Jack Wooten. No relationship that I know of. Scott in the ball game, and also Young in the ball game. They both touched the ball, and now Kemp from way outside for Prince Junction three. Clay Kemp's first three. And Leaf pulling away, 31-14. And losing the dribble is Winston. It'll go out of bounds on the side court as Cat lost control of it. Rebel basketball. Kemp crossover dribble to the left elbow, a little spin, puts it up short, puts it back up, no good. He thought he got fouled, no call. Winston with the rebound. He'll put it in the forecourt. And now a foul going to be called on Kemp. We'll reach it in there, and Clay picks up his first foul. Three team fouls on LA. Winston has four at this point. Inbounds comes to Cat. Now, into the ball game is Hudson. He has the basketball. Now, travel is called on Williamson as he's trying to avoid a defender. Reed Young will toss it in, gets it in Kemp's hand, long pass down to Davis. Davis went to the elbow and picks up his dribble now to Kemp for a long range. Boom! Another Jackson three. Play with two trays back to back here. And it's a 20-point advantage for L.A. Pass in the corner, now gives it inside, tried to go inside, partially blocked by Scott, and Gunner will get control of the glass. Here comes the Rebels. Give it to Davis on the left wing. He'll dribble inside, give it back out to Gunner. Gunner gives it to Kemp. Kemp with a little spin move, keeps the dribble, now finds Dabbs. Dabbs gives it up. And back to Kemp now for a three. Boom! All right! Clay Kemp with another junction three. Three in a row for Clay. Shot no good. Rebound no good. And look like a jump ball, but they're going to call a foul, I think, on Kemp. So Clay picks up his second foul. Free throw good by Wright. He now has 7 points. Whit Welch back into the ball game. Aiken Davis comes to the bench. Rattles that one home as well. So Wright, two free throws that time. It missed two earlier. 37-16. We're going to the 3 minute mark here in the second quarter. Crossover. Kemp going to take it all the way to the hole. Left hand can't get it to die. And Winston comes away with a rebound. Long pass up to full court. Now he's trying to hand it off, and Kemp stole it, but he had to throw it back inbounds to the Winston Patriots, and now a missed shot. And Young gets the rebound for L.A. Kemp handles the ball at the top. He's going to shoot another three. That one's a little long, bounced one time, couldn't get it to go. And Winston's Cat with the rebound. Bounce pass forward. Gives it back outside for a long three, and it's way short. Gunner Scott got the rebound. On the way to Whit Welch, he'll give it off quickly to Dabbs. He misses on the little bank shot, but the ball comes out now to Young. Young going to drive inside and going to be fouled. He'll go to the line. Number 10 going to pick up that foul right. I believe that is his first. Reed Young at the line. Got it. Reed's first point of the ball game. Sprayberry going to come in for Scott. That one's a little long, but Dabbs got the rebound. A little long on his foot back, and here comes Winston with the basketball. It's knocked away by Kemp, and then Dabbs got control of it and gives it back to Kemp. Kemp goes to Whit Welch, who will fire. Off the iron, no good. Battle for the rebound, and coming down with it is Halas of Winston, 38-16. And a little blocking foul going to be called on Welch across the way. Whit's second foul. Number 13 going to check in. That's Bryson Wright. He'll be on the floor for the first time. Kemp and Young check out strength. And let's see who else came in. I believe Dunn came back in the ballgame. Three-point shot from Winston is in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. Dunn. Excuse me. That was Dabbs to Whit Welch, and he misses a layup at the other end. Coming down with it is Williamson in the forecourt. They'll go left wing, throws it down the baseline. And, he wasn't quite ready for it, but barely got it without walking. They're still on the left side. Dabbs in a defensive posture there. Right bounce pass on the inside to Haley. She misses that one badly. And Sprayberry with a rebound hands it off to Thomas Strength. Strength in the full court. Gives a quick welch on the left wing. Whip didn't take the shot. Drives in. That one's going to be partially blocked and saved. Winston in the full court. Going to fire up a long range shot, no good, and done with another rebound. Long pass down to Whit Welch, and he, instead of taking it, he was going to give it to Dabbs, and it's knocked over the end line. Well, he should have just taken it himself. He had the better angle. So Dabbs and Welch come out. Davis back in, and Parker Thomas is under the ball game again. Into Dunn. Dunn waits for the defender, goes up and leaves it short. Winston with a rebound. 20 seconds left here in the first half. Right. And they'll get it into forecourt. 10 seconds. They'll shoot it, and that's going to be short. And Strength runs the ball down. Long pass down to Davis. He fumbles it. He'll have to shoot from the corner. Boom! Davis from three to end the half. And that's a junction three for Hagan Davis, the senior. Our halftime score, L.A. 41, Winston 16. We'll be back in 2 minutes to give you the score and summary of the first half. This is Rebel Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
Four people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn knows that you're aware of the circumstances Central Mississippians often find themselves facing on a daily basis, and that's protecting what's most precious to you. There's a saying that it's better to have home protection and not need it than need it and not have it. That's why Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, stays locked, cocked, and ready to go with the widest selection of home protection in Central Mississippi. Visit Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Or for more information, call 601-656-8123. That's 601-656-8123.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
Four people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Be the solution or become a statistic.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Get control of your health care at your fingertips. Visit BaptistOneCare.org and sign up for MyChart to have personalized and secure online access to your health care needs. You can schedule appointments, send messages to your provider, view test results, request prescription renewals, pay your bill, and more. Sign up today. Baptist Memorial Leak, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
What a good first half for the Rebels. A 41-16 lead here in the ballgame. And this is the halftime report brought to you by Baptist Medical Center Leak. Well, I was looking at the individual scoring here in the first half. Clay Kemp leads all scores with 15. He has six baskets, three of them threes. And for those 15 points. No one else in double figures for either team. For the Rebels, here has four baskets. He's got eight. Dick Sprayberry with for two. Hagan Davis with 8 points. Two of those are trifectas. And 7 points by Gary Dunn. He got most of the first. I think he had five of the first 7 points for the Rebels. He's got three field goals and a free throw for his 7, and Reed Young, 1 free throw for 1 point. On the other side, 8 points for Bradley Wright, 3 baskets, 2 free throws for his 8. Jack Wooten has 5, or 3, and far from Williamson for 3 points, and that's the only 3 players that have scored for the Patriots in that first half, 41-16. Looking again at the bracket for you, on Thursday will be the semifinal round, and we'll start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Leak will play the first 2 ball games. And I'm going ahead and putting my Rebels in the bracket. Our girls will play at 3 o'clock. They'll face the Lady Volunteers of Starkville. That's a 3 p.m. will start at approximately 2:50-ish. In the second ball game will be a boys game. Should be Leak and Heritage. Heritage is a 2-seed. Leak game is a 3-seed. That ball game will follow the girls at approximately 4:30. Then in the 6 o'clock game on Thursday, it'll be Lamar girls and East Rankin girls. Lamar defeated Heritage earlier this afternoon, and East Rankin got the bye as the number 2-seed. Then in the nightcap on Thursday, it'll be Starkville boys, the number 1-seed, taking on Lamar boys, who is the 4-seed, and they defeated East Rankin, the 5-seed, in overtime, 61-58 earlier. Don't forget, next week we go to Pillow, and that'll be a big tournament over there, and that will play on Monday, and excuse me, on Tuesday and Wednesday will be the first round. So our teams will play the first round game either on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then they'll return on Friday and Saturday. So we'll have those ball games for you as well. We understand it's going to be a very strict ticket policy over there, and each school is be allotted so many tickets, and if you don't get a ticket from the school before, and, of course, parents will be given first priority. Don't travel to Greenwood if you don't have a ticket beforehand. We'll just tell you that pretty honestly, because there will be no general admission, we understand, over there. That's coming from Athletic Director Josh Ray. So that'll be the situation over there. So we're going to take 6 seconds before we start this second half. We'll be right back after this on Boswell Media Sports.
It's all about dedication. Electric Co-op line workers are trained to deal with any power emergency. But there's one thing that cannot be taught. Dedication. Dedication to duty is a quality line workers are born with. That's why you'll see them in a driving rainstorm repairing downed power lines. That's why your power is restored in the middle of the night. Dedication to know your family is safe, regardless of the weather. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, we're bringing you back. We're taking down the last seconds here of this halftime, and we'll get started back with the third quarter of action. Leak Academy with a commanding 41-16 lead. Winston's going to get the basketball to start this second half. On the floor will be Kemp, Sprayberry, Dunn, Welch, and Davis. That's starting the 5 kids that started this ball game. Inbounds. Now ball knocked away by Davis from behind, and Sprayberry spears it. Play with a steal. Back outside, and can they save it? No, they can't. Well, Kemp got into a little trouble at the free throw line and then whipped a pass outside and put Welch tried to save it in, but could not do so. both teams turn it over to start this second half. Ball stolen again by Davis. And he'll go all the way and put it up. No good. And Sprayberry with a putback has it slapped out of his hands. A foul is called. And that's Jack Wooten. And Jack's not having a real good time. I think that's four on him. Sprayberry is free throw good. 3 points for Nick. And he makes both. Nick Sprayberry with two free throws. Wooten with the basketball in backcourt. Bounces forward and gets it to Wright. Looking for somewhere to go. Finally finds one of his teammates. And they'll come back outside Wright. And he tries to bounce it in. Bounces off the foot of the teammate. Kemp comes up with it. Pass forward to Davis, who will lay it in for the left side. Davis has 10. Long pass into forecourt. Doesn't have the numbers. 102, and he'll wait for teammates. Give it off on the corner. 3-point shot on the way is short, but they got a rebound as Leaf was not in good rebound position, and Haley's an easy putback. From three, it's good for Hagan Davis, his third, brought to you by the Junction. And Hagan on fire out there from that left side. Cat gets it in through the defenders. Maybe took a little baby step. Now he'll deliver it over to Halas. Now kickball is going to be called against Leak Academy. Bryson Wright going to check into the ball game, as well as Taylor Hudson. Ball comes up to the top. Now they'll dish it down on a low post. Gets it back outside. Drive, a little runner, no good. Tapped around, back out to Winston, and now knocked loose, but they'll call a foul on Leak Academy's Whit Welch, I believe. Welch has three. He's the only rebel in any kind of foul difficulties. Back from the elbow, they'll bring it outside. Cat with the basketball, finds Wright, drive in the lane, cut off, brings it back outside. The other Wright with the basketball. Well, just a tad late on the... And driving underneath, and a foul going to be called on Nick Sprayberry, his first. 10 foul, 10. Brantley Wright to the line. Too long, no good on the effort. We've got a 30-point ball game, L.A. 48-18, 5:45 left in the third. This one, both with Welch, gets the long rebound. Going to go all the way across the floor to Davis, 4-3, no this time. Cat with the basketball, almost had it stolen, but able to maintain possession. Finds Halas, who comes out. Back to Cat. Gives it off to Hudson. Now inside, and that was knocked loose. And coming away with a loose basketball is going to be Dunn. Dunn going to go coast to coast, lays it over the left hand. Good. Garrett Dunn with his 8th point. 9 points. 50-18. And stopped with a double team, got rid of it. Hudson won't shoot it, goes outside, they'll walk. Little runner off the glass, no good. Tap, tap. And going to be off of Kim. And it'll belong to Winston. Wooten and Williamson back into the ballgame for the Patriots. 4 minutes, 48 seconds left here in the third, 50-18. L.A. tried to extend the season to play on Thursday and Saturday. A little first shot from the baseline, Jack Wooten scores it. Davis from outside doesn't take the three. Gives it to Dunn, drives down the lane, and he's going to be fouled at the hole. Number 10, going to pick up the foul. Brantley Wright, second foul. Gary Dunn, the senior for L.A., will go to the line. Rattles and falls off. Number one will check in. Michael Majors, for the first time in the ball game, he comes in for the Patriots. Dunn with his second free throw on the way. Leaves that one short. Tapped by Kemp, but can't get it to go. And then Winston comes away with the ball. Going to try to drive between defenders and going to be bailed out with a foul. Going to go on Dunn, it looks like. Garrett's first foul. Williamson will go to the line. He has 3 points in the ballgame. Makes the free throw. Williamson sinks them both. 50-22 ballgame. L.A. still with a commanding lead here in the third quarter. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left. Outside to Davis, he'll go into the lane, put the little runner up, and good. Well, Davis is having a good good ball game for L.A. Long pass down the floor, and Majors has it, and he'll go inside and maybe trouble, but they didn't give the call, and Sprayberry going to come away with a loose basketball. But Davis drives all the way down the baseline from one side to the other, now turns and shoots it, and off the iron, no good. Sprayberry gets a long rebound. To Dunn, knocked away to Kemp. To Sprayberry, who shoots a three. Too long, no good. Winston has it momentarily, and now they'll get control. Another almost travel on Hudson. Wooten with the basketball outside. Go down on the right side, give and go, and losing it. Gives it back outside to Right. Now, a long shot by Wooten is short. No good. They'll give it off to Kemp. Kemp on a step behind the screen. Shoot to three. No good. Sprayberry trying to put it back in off the rebound is fouled. And Brantley Wright picks up his third foul. Nick Sprayberry will shoot free throws. Makes the first. Nick with five so far, and here comes multiple substitutions in for L.A. They'll send four more in. Let's see, we got strength back into the ballgame. Young, Parker Thomas, and Henry Depps. Along with Sprayberry. Nick misses the free throw, but Dabbs gets it, and he's fouled as he puts the shot back up. And that one's going to go on 15. Cat, who picks up his first. So Henry Dabbs will toe the line for the Rebels. Rattles and falls off left side. Now into the ballgame is going to be Gunner Scott. So second five, another five into the ballgame now. Dabbs free throw, rattles, and comes out again. But Scott gets the rebound and tries to put up the force up a shot, and it's going to be short, and Winston comes away with it. Well, probably a pass may have been a better solution that time. That's a double dribble. Good gracious. Started to hand the ball off to Wooten, and then he took the ball underneath the his hand underneath the basketball, and then rolled it over and got another dribble. Officials went to sleep on that one. Long shot, no good. Battle for the rebound and a foul underneath. It'd be Scott. Gunner picks up the foul. His first. free throws for Winston Taylor. First one is good. He's got three on the night. Second free throw on the way is way short. It didn't hit anything. LA basketball, no pressure in backcourt. Strength gives it to Dabbs. He'll shoot the long one off the back of the iron. No good. And it'll be LA basketball. Say Halas, the last to touch it. They'll throw it in on the left side of the goal, baseline. Still looking for somebody. Got Young now underneath, and he leaves it short. Winston comes away with a rebound. Jack Wooten into full court, gives it up into the corner to Wright. Now Wooten back. He'll shoot it and miss everything. Scott with a rebound finds Tom Strength, and they'll go into full court. Now hit Scott in the back of the head. I'm not sure if he was throwing to Scott or to Henry Dabbs. They were running close to one another, and it just Scott is not who you normally throw the ball to before he gets set up into offense, for sure. So that was just a mistake all the way around. 30-point lead for L.A., 53-23, 1:50 to play third quarter. Winston with the basketball outside. Can't get a shot off. Now a long three. And he hit it. Down to the other end. Scott put it back. Won't go. Three-point shot went to Bryson Wright. Into the corner. Dribble around the defender, drives underneath, puts it up, can't get it to go. Reed Young with a rebound for L.A. Down to Dabbs, he'll stop from eight, in and out, no good. And Winston, another rebound. 1 minute to play third. And the ball is knocked away from Winston by L.A. over the end line. So it'll be Winston basketball. Bring it way outside. Another three-point opportunity and missed that one badly. Well, he made one. Didn't do that one. Bryson Wright with a bad miss. Parker Thomas left wing. He'll drive inside. Puts it back up and no good. Scott rebound. Drives inside and going to draw contact and we'll go to the line. Goes on 13, who is Wright. His first. Scott rattles it out. Okay. Number 30 into the ball game for Winston is not on my roster. Okay. I went to the scores table and got a picture of their roster and he owns. Gunner Scott stepped across the line too quick and made the free throw, but it'll be negated. Lane violation on Gunner Scott. A little runner and no good. Ball loose on the floor and Winston gets control, comes back outside. Thought about a three. Dabs out defending. Now they'll take that shot and bottom it out. Another three for Williamson. His second. 13 seconds. Thomas from 6 feet away is good. Parker Thomas with his first basket. 55-29. Another three going to be fired up by Winston, and it's no good. And that'll end the quarter as LA will take a 55-29 lead into the fourth and final quarter. We'll be back in 60. This is Rebel Basketball by Boswell Media Sports.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Get control of your health care at your fingertips. Visit BaptistOneCare.org and sign up for MyChart to have personalized and secure online access to your health care needs. You can schedule appointments, send messages to your provider, view test results, request prescription renewals, pay your bill, and more. Sign up today. Baptist Memorial League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
Well, we started play back, and L.A. got the basketball and got it down. Reed Young with a good lead pass down low to Gunner Scott, and he puts it in, and now a traveling violation on Winston, and now Dab shoots from outside. No good. Here comes Winston away with the basketball. And a couple of players tripped up their own self, and shot is no good. Dabs with a rebound. Two of the Winston players tripped over one another and hit the floor. Dabs drives all the way in, spinning, can't get it to go, and Scott can't put it back in. Winston with a rebound. 57-29. Winston drives in, and a solid block by Gunner Scott. Wrong pass from Strength down to Dabs, and he misses the layup. Drive inside, not loose. Winston recovers. Give it into the corner. Open three is way short. Way short. Reed Young with a rebound. Now streaking to the other end is Parker Thomas, and he'll lay it up from the left side. Parker just used the speed to beat everybody down the floor. Lay back to a 30-point lead in the ballgame, 59-29. Parker thought about picking that pass off. Didn't quite get there. Now the shot is air. Dabs puts it out of the air. An air ball. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Bounce pass over to Henry. Dabs looking inside. Now going to loop it down to Scott again. Draws three defenders around him, but scores it. Gunner Scott with another basket. He's got four. 61-29 score. Ball brought back up top. Bounce pass to the free throw line out to the right side. Strength cutting that one off. Now trying to pass it down low. It's off the hands of the number 30, whoever he was, and it'll be out of bounds to the league again. Young inbounds it to Strength. Strength with a little hesitation, and now he figures dribble up. Everybody falls off of him. He turns, shoots it, no good. Gunner Scott too hard off the glass, and now Winston fumbles it over the end line. They are the only two youngsters that had a chance for that rebound. They both fumble it away, and it goes off foot one out of bounds. So L.A. gets possession with 5-11. Outside comes to Parker Thomas for the shot. It's off the iron, no good. Winston will control the rebound with Bryson Knight. Into the corner. Bluffs the shot, brings it back around. And they throw it away. Strength with a steal. Lead pass down to Parker Thomas. Lays it in. Parker was 63-29. 24 is in the ballgame away for Winston. That's Yarbrough. He'll get the basketball, fumble it away. Now a shot out of the corner is no good. It's number 5, Drury, who's checked in. L.A. gets the rebound with Young. Down low to Gunner Scott, who will lay it in. Gunner Scott coming alive here with three baskets in this quarter. Now we're going to have another team check in for L.A. Let's get the players in. Going to be 33, Sam Evans. Number 5 is Seth Alford. Andrew Lee is into the ball game. And number 20 is Talon McCall. And Whit Welch will work with this group. Winston, a little runner, no good. Coming down with the rebound is Alford. They'll hand it off to Whit. Bounce pass down on the low block. Fumble, but got it back was Evans. Drive inside, put it up off the glass, but couldn't get it. McCall almost had the basket. 3:20 to play. Long three-point shot is good. And that is Cat, a starter, but that's his first points of the ballgame. Bounce pass down low to Evans. A little hook shot. Oh, just come out. Ball still loose on the floor, and Wooten comes up with it. Well, Winston has checked 4 of their 5 starters back into the ballgame. Trying to make it a little bit more respectable, I guess. Whit Welch for the basketball goes down, and shot from 6 feet is too long. Rebound underneath the goal, and no good. Hit the bottom of the backboard at Alford. 65-32 ball game. They'll get the ball down on the low block, and a foul is going to be called against Evans. Two shots coming for number 21, Jackson Hudson. Off the iron, no good. Couple more substitutions coming in. Number 12 is Curry Black, who checks in for the first time. Missed both free throws. With Welch got the rebound, and now they'll stop it and let number 4 into the ball game. Trey Williamson comes back in for Winston. Welch gives it off to Lee. Off the iron, no good. Welch bounces it back outside to McCall. That one's Eric. But a putback basket by Seth Alford. And the biggest cheering fans are, of course, the teammates on the bench. They want these young guys that don't get to play some points and playing time here. It's nothing like it. They practice every day just like they do. Welch to Lee. Lee will shoot it. Lee's in short, but Alford steps behind the three-point line, and he's short. Some rebound, 45 seconds. Driving in, going to be a foul call. Sam Evans with his second foul. Free throw made by Cat. 4 points for him. And this is that one. Welch gets the rebound. Down long for Lee, and it sails over his head out of bounds. And that'll end the ball game as the clock will expire. Our final score, Leak Academy 67, Winston 33. We'll recap tonight's action and give you the lineup for Thursday when we return after this 2-minute break on Boswell Media Sports.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes.
Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes. It's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Premier Medical Group and Trace Urgent Care remind you that if you have any COVID-19 symptoms, please call first. There are multiple options to see you. Flu shots are in. Make your appointment to get your flu shot today. And also talk to your health care provider about your wellness or health at you appointment. This appointment is covered by most insurances, and it will help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers. Premier Medical Group in Kosciuszko and Carthage, and Trace Urgent Care. Call for an appointment today.
Boswell Media Sports.
And we're bringing you in for the Central Electric Power Association post-game report. And a good showing for the Rebels. They defeat Winston for the third time on the season, this time by a 67-33 score. And we'll advance on to Thursday. We'll give you that update here in just a moment. The Rebels were led by two scorers tonight, Hagan Davis with 15 and Clay Kemp also with 15 for the Rebels. 9 points by Garrett Dunn in the ball game. Henry Downs finishes with 8, 5 points by Springer, 1 point for Reed Young, 6 points for Parker Thomas, as well as 6 for Gunner Scott, 2 points for Seth Alford. That's the scoring. No one in double figures on the other side for Winston Academy. Trey Williamson and Brantley Wright both had 8 to lead their charge. And so Winston's season is over, and Leak Academy moves on. Let's look at the Wendy's upcoming schedule for Thursday. We start out with our Leak Academy girls playing at 3 p.m. That'll be the first ball game. And they will play the Starville Lady Volunteers at 3 o'clock. And that will be followed by the Leak Heritage boys game at 4:30. So join us right here on Cruising 98. A little bit before 3 o'clock on Thursday, and we'll have the first two ball games of the day on Thursday, the semifinals, and that'll be great because we know we'll start on time. That'll be the upcoming schedule brought to you by Wendy's. And don't forget that next week we'll be at Pillow Academy. The Rebels and Lady Rebels will play either on Tuesday or Wednesday in that first round here, and then have to win that one to advance on to Friday and Saturday. So that's the outlook ahead. So LA's boys advance on here tonight, and we'll play again on Thursday against Heritage Academy. And our player of the game tonight is going to go to Hagan Davis. Hagan with 3 trays and 3 field goals for his 15 points. Well, that wraps us up here. And, Billy, we made it. I didn't see anything when we got on the air, but we were trying to make connection before the ball game. Cell phone service here is iffy at best. We dropped three times just trying to get set up, and then I was so scared we would lose it, but somehow, miraculously, we evidently found the exact spot to put the phone, and we made it through. So I'm on mark where I am right now, and we'll try to get it back on Thursday. All right, for Billy Steen, I'm Melvin Wooten. Thanks for you joining us. You've been listening to District 2 4A basketball right here. Leak Academy wins it 67-33 over Winston. We'll see you on Thursday right back here at Winston Academy for the 3 and 4:30 game. I'm Melvin Wooten, wishing you a good night. This has been Leak Academy Rebel Basketball on Boswell Media Sports.